Well, that was just a little bit of all right. Thank you. Core values are those principles that establish our standards of behavior. They are the bedrock beliefs upon which we base our actions, and they help lead us as a community into a common direction. 5 years ago, this community came together and consciously chose 5 core values that we would hold above all others. And 2 weeks ago, Diane Silver, Alanea Archer, and Reverend Edna reminded us of the core value of being authentic. And they connected our being authentic to our authentic divine nature. And when we express the core value of authentic, our core value says that we act with honesty, openness, and integrity. And when we live authentically, we experience wholeness and harmony. Last week, we looked at the core value of transformation. And Carla Muma and Alanea Archer and I looked at that value. And Carla and Alanea shared their experience of connecting to that core value and what it meant for them. And when we express transformation, our community claimed that we actively evolve into our highest and our best expression of being. And that, as we transform individually, we inspire transformation in our community and in the world. Transformation becomes our choice, and we get to claim it by saying yes. So today, we get to look at the core value of spirit-guided. Chris Hicks was a member of the original core value team, and she's going to come up and speak to us of her experience of connecting to this special core value. And then following her, Alanea will come up and share her artist's experience of creating the word art for Spirit Guided. So Chris, if you would come forward.
Hello, God. I am here. This is me, your beloved. Hello, friends. Spirit guided, spirit led. Our community asked and determined who we are and who we've come here to be as we decided on our vision and mission. And working with this committee was one of the best examples I can think of where we were being spirit-led and what that really means to me, being in the flow. It was just a joy to be a part of and easy, and we came out thinking, wow, you know, that was great. Spirit-guided for that became, we seek and trust Spirit's guidance in our daily lives. We turn within to create peace and harmony within ourselves, and we turn within for wisdom and understanding. And how basic is this value to living life as a spiritual being here in a human form? Unity teaches the spiritual principles and practices such as prayer and meditation to cultivate that communion with Spirit. And at least two of those unity principles are directly foundation for this value, so it really was an easy one. I'm not that smart to come up with this stuff. It surely came through me from Source. But the principle of our essence is of God and the Christ Spirit. And through affirmative prayer and meditation, we align our hearts and minds with the oneness that is God. shortly after finding unity in 2001, I studied meditation as taught by Chinisa Arthachinda. Who else might have been here at that time and taken her class on meditation? She was and is quite a remarkable woman. And she wrote some books to lead us through that. And it was really a mind-opening experience to be taught meditation for the first time. I mean, it just opened a brand new world up to me. And one of the things her book said was, meditation disciplines our mind to pay attention intentionally, non-judgmentally. You see things as they really are. It's the only method of cultivating our highest capabilities, which would liberate us from self-created physical and mental suffering. I mean, wow. Right? This is why I've stuck around UCL for the last 13 years. My life before Unity had a void. I was not in alignment with what I was being taught in my childhood church, which means I'm still not in alignment with what most of my family believes, and that's a tough place to be sometimes. But I believe I continue to evolve my understanding. And I've gotten to this place of learning by using affirmative prayer, creating my reality, connecting with God. I have a new understanding of God from seeking and trusting in spirit guidance. By turning within for guidance, I can be comforted and I remind myself of the peace within. And I must constantly be reminded. I don't know what it is, but sometimes I think I'm too busy to have a daily spiritual practice of prayer and meditation. Really. I mean, I wish it was automatic, right? Just like upgrading your software. You know? Push the button, done, right? But what a gift to myself when I make the time for nature, for animals, for the beauty around me, for the people that are in my life experience. I enrich my spirituality by participating in book groups and ministry teams, and I never forget my connection to spirit is through nature. I went to school for wildlife biology. I was, at a young age, they thought I was going to be the one living out in the woods and you'd never see me again. Because, you know, even being by myself, I was just, that's all I needed was nature. But so now I participate and I continue to participate in the teams here and the book groups. And it's really simple. You just show up and then you're blessed by being open to the experience. So I encourage you all to do that. So the team wrote in, I trust in spirit and I'm open to change manifesting in me. And you know, the language that we chose really doesn't matter. You might like other versions of this core value better. You might say, I trust divine love working through me. I use affirmative prayer to co-create my reality. I use affirmative prayer to create my reality and connect with God. I meditate for 30 minutes every day. I remember we started there and they said, no, don't tell people how long, you know, just, you know, don't even say meditate, just say connect. You know, it was a process. And we went through it like going down a stream. It really was great. But you may choose to use 30 minutes every day. I used Uni principles in my thoughts, words, and actions in my daily life. But these core values, this one I'm talking about especially, it's really big, right? I trust in spirit and allow change. I've been studying with the Vortex Group a couple of years too, and it's challenged my idea of reality. And it's like meditation. You know, I remember, 2001 New Year's resolution. I want to be part of a co-op. I want to learn yoga. And I want to learn to meditate. I mean, I didn't have any of those experiences. And now I look back and it's like, you know, that's kind of silly. But that's really what it is. You're affirming what you want in your life. And my personal understanding now includes creating the emotion of the now experience. So I care about my alignment with what I've come here to be. I ask and I allow. And I was the techie one, so that's why I have the iPad up here too, but you know, took the notes and pulled them together. There's a little salutation I used on our weekly emails, and I'd like to share this with you, as it is still true. We are transforming Unity Church of Lawrence. May you all have a spirit-guided, joy-filled, and authentic week. With love.
So spirit-guided infers the facility to pray, to get answers, and courageously convert those answers into divine, powerful, positive actions in our earthly lives. Spirit identifies the best and finest within ourselves. That quiet guide, sometimes called the light of Christ, is the primordial essence of our creation. I chose a font that was clear, concise, and rising powerfully in its form, reunited with God, our foundation. The font for Spirit Guided is called Eccentric Standard. And spirituality in today's world can certainly be called eccentric. The outlined letters of white symbolize the body around the spirit. The combination is our soul. The symbol of the eagle feather represents a Native American perspective of divine connection and healing. The feathers of eagle are the most sacred of healing tools to cleanse body and soul, to heal and bring wholeness to ourselves that result in the taking and expressing of one's personal power here on earth. The power of the connection to spirit reveals the ability to live in the realm of spirit, yet remain connected and balanced within the realm of earth. As spirit-guided beings, we grow to be the presence of God while we are here. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Alanea. I want to paraphrase something Alanea said. Spirit-guided means that we connect with God within us. We listen, we receive answers, and we courageously convert those answers into actions in our daily life. A little courage is involved in being spirit-guided. This idea of being spirit-guided has been part of Unity since its foundation. Myrtle Fillmore was guided by spirit in her healing from tuberculosis. And she taught others that being guided by spirit was their key also. In her book, the Myrtle Fillmore's Healing Letters, she writes this: "You cannot listen to God while your ear is given to your affairs. You can gain nothing by incessantly milling around in negative thought. You can gain all by quietly letting go of those outer appearances and laying hold of God." Myrtle's laying hold of God is our core value of being spirit-guided. As Chris read for us, the statement that we claim for being spirit-guided: we turn within for wisdom and understanding. When we are spirit-guided, we know and live the truth. Edna and I made a commitment when we left ministerial school and we moved to Virginia to pioneer a new Unity community. And that commitment was that in everything that had to do with ministry, we were going to be spirit-guided, that would be the core of that church and of our work there. And that same commitment shows up in Unity Church of Lawrence's core value of spirit guided. Listen again to these statements that we as a community say are ours. Unity Church of Lawrence teaches spiritual principles and practices such as prayer and meditation to cultivate communion with Spirit. Unity Church of Lawrence, trusting in divine love, opens all gatherings with prayer. Unity Church of Lawrence's Board of Trustees sits in the silence before making major decisions. We, as a community, put these action steps into practice every time we gather. We hold the space right here for several meditation times every week. We open every gathering with prayer, making that inner connection to divine love. And we seek guidance as we step further into what Divine Spirit holds as the divine idea for Unity Church of Lawrence. All of this is what Myrtle Fillmore calls laying hold of God. And for me, being spirit guided is all about listening. So how many of you have played the game Simon Says? Yeah, I have. And many of us here have. And you know how difficult it is to get through the entire game and survive and win. You see, it's very easy to be put out of the game by simply doing an action that you are told to do without first that phrase Simon Says in front of it. You see, the secret of winning, Simon says, is not about not doing the action. It's about listening for the words, Simon says, and to hear what is actually being said. In fact, if we had been playing Simon Says when I asked you that question, everybody that raised their hand or nodded would have been out of the game because I didn't say Simon Says in front of it. So the key to being spirit-guided is in the listening. Charles Fillmore, he was a co-founder of Unity along with his wife Myrtle. He practiced this listening constantly in his later life. You see, after Myrtle experienced her healing from tuberculosis, he started a thorough investigation of all the world religions, trying to find that defining truth that would explain to his satisfaction how spirit manifests in this physical realm. And finally, he threw up his hands in total disgust at all the many different opinions about what truth was, and he claimed this. He said, "If I am spirit, and this God that they talk about so much is spirit, then we can somehow communicate, or the whole thing is a fraud." And then he started to sit in the silence every night for an hour. And it worked up to where he was sitting in the silence for up to 8 hours every day. His granddaughter once addressed our ministerial training class, and she remembered that if there was nothing to keep his interest, he would just quietly close his eyes and enter into the silence, even if he was sitting in the midst of a family get-together. Now that is commitment to going within, I'll tell you. A braver man than I would be. But out of this constant practice, Charles wrote this in his book, Dynamics for Living. "There is an intuitive something in us that tells us what the truth is." Let me say that again. there is an intuitive something in us that tells us what the truth is. And he goes on to write, "For God reveals himself to every one of us when we, with open mind, listen. Listen to the word of being itself. It is the Spirit in us, the breath of the Almighty, that makes us understand." End quote. This type of listening is harder to do than playing Simon Says. For this deep listening, we must first let go of all our preconceived beliefs and truths that we believe are true to hear a deeper truth. For us to be Spirit-guided as individuals, we have to trust. We have to be open. We have to appreciate what we receive. And it is no mistake that those three steps are built into the ways that our core value expresses as an individual. If you would turn to this insert that says Spirit Guided, to the individual part of the core value, I want us to read together and affirm our willingness to commit to these actions for ourselves. So if you would, the first one, under individual, together. I trust in Spirit and am open to change manifesting in me. Now just take a moment and breathe. And let's repeat that one and connect to it. Again, I trust in Spirit and am open to change manifesting in me. And the second one, I appreciate life daily and experience Spirit's unconditional love through a practice of gratitude. So let's breathe again. And let's say that one again. I appreciate life daily and experience Spirit's unconditional love through a practice of gratitude. And then the third one. I open myself to Spirit through prayer and meditation. And again, let's breathe. And claim this for ourselves. Together. I open myself to Spirit through prayer and meditation. So we trust in Spirit. We are open to change. And trusting is not always easy, but it is necessary. Trusting and being willing to change is our first step into being Spirit-guided. And then we appreciate life and experience that unconditional love through being grateful. Now, for me, the trick is that to find the gratitude for all of life, not just the pleasant parts of life, but the unpleasant parts also. And then we open to Spirit. Now, this is where Charles Fillmore was pointing when he said, "For God reveals himself to every one of us when we, with open mind, listen to the word of being itself." You see, opening to Spirit in us, when we do that, we become in tune with that unconditional love of God. Charles Fillmore wrote in a Unity Correspondence course on the silence this statement. In the silence we feel after God, and great is the blessing when we get so still that we can feel God's presence filling us with that, filling and thrilling us with divine life and love. Hear that again. In the silence, we feel after God. And great is the blessing when we get so still that we feel God's presence within, filling and thrilling us with divine life and love. What a promise that we will feel God's light and God's love. And I think that is what we are all searching for, to feel God's unconditional love. So would you declare with me the affirmative statement for Spirit Guided? It's right here underneath the artwork. Those two sentences together. We turn within for wisdom and understanding. When we are spirit guided, we know and live the truth. Simon says, be spirit guided. And so it is. Namaste. Julie, Jessica's going to come up, and we're all going to sing together the spirit chant, I am spirit.